We're continuing the Shir in Sefer Amidos. We're in the middle of the chapter that deals with Emes, truth, and we're up to Siv Chaf Beis, item 22. Rabbi Nizal says, Kishayesh Emes, Yesh Sholoim, that where there's honesty, there's peace. These two items go together. There are a few psukim that are brought as support for this item. Number one, there's a pasuk in Zechariah Novi where the pasuk says, Dabru emes, ish es reyeyu, speak honestly, each one to their friend, emes umishpot sholoim. And the pasuk says that through this emes, through this honesty, people will be zeche to sholoim, to peace. There's another pasuk in Zechariah where the pasuk says, Vaho emes vahasholoim ohavu, that they loved truthfulness and peace. We see that the Torah puts these two items together, that where there is dishonesty, automatically there is machlekes. Then another pasuk is brought in Malachim, Haloi im sholoim ve'emes yihye biyomai, if there will be peace and honesty during my days. Another pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, where the pasuk says, Ki yihye sholoim ve'emes biyomai, there will be peace and honesty in my days. We see that the Torah in general puts these two items together. It's interesting to note that it's brought in the Torah, where the Torah discusses the machlekes of Korach and his group of people against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in one place about this machlekes that each and every single 30 days, Gehenim spins around in a sense, and there is an announcement that takes place where Korach and his followers proclaim Moshe Emes, V'soirosa Emes, V'hein Badoin. They confess to the fact that now they've come to the realization that Moshe Rabbeinu is the truth, and the Torah that he taught was the truth, and we are liars. We, meaning Korach and his crew, that made all kinds of claims against Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was arrogant and that he did harm to the Jews, all kinds of bad things, Korach admits to the fact that he lied at the time. It's interesting to note that when the Gemara in Pirkei Avos discusses machlekes, the Gemara says that there are two types of machlekes. There's a machlekes l'shem shamayim, there's machlekes which is for the sake, for the honor of Hashem, where people are actually arguing because they're not sure who's right, and they're looking to come to the truth. They're looking to serve Hashem, and therefore they want to identify what's right and what's the truth so that everybody could conform on it. And the Gemara says that there's another type of machlekes, which is machlekes she'enoi l'shem shamayim, a machlekes which is not for the honor of Hashem. And the Gemara says that that's the machlekes of Korach va'adosoi, Korach and his crew. So many of the Meforshim comment, it would seem logical that it should have called it. So the Gemara says there, what's an example of machlekes l'shem shamayim? That's the machlekes between Shammai and Hillel. Shammai and Hillel were two outstanding rabbis of the Gemara who argued many times. They didn't see eye to eye. They were battling. But the battling wasn't to show which one could be bigger or to put anybody down. The battle was to be able to come to the right conclusion of what Hashem wants us to do. Then the Gemara says, what's machlekes shaloi l'shem shamayim? That's machlekes of Korach va'adosoi, Korach and his crew. So the Meforshim ask, logically it should have been written that the machlekes shaloi l'shem shamayim is the machlekes of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it say the machlekes of Korach and his crew? Over there it mentions Shammai versus Hillel, here it was Korach versus Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Meforshim explain that because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was so honest and was the truth, he was Emes, Emes and Machlekes do not go together. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu's name cannot be mentioned at all in the context of this Machlekes Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim. It wasn't Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Korach against his own crew. The Meforshim say that people that witnessed what went on then, the battle, the real battle, was going on in Korach's own camp, where none of them were able to see eye to eye. They were constantly fighting among themselves. And the reason for this is because of a lack of emes. Because they went up against Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, whom Hashem himself proclaimed him as being the symbol of Emes, the symbol of Torah, truth, automatically, those who were not at peace with him, they were the opposite of Emes. They were this concept of Sheker, which means the opposite of Sholem, the opposite of peace. By them, there was Machlokes among themselves. The next item that Rabbeinu Zal mentions, Mi Sherochoik Me Emes, Rochoik Mitztoko. A person who's far from honesty is far from charity. And for this item, again, we have a few psukim in the Navi that put these two items together, honesty and tzedakah. The first pasuk in Yeshaya HaNavi, the pasuk says, Ubelekei Yisrael Yazkiru, that those people who are dishonest, they always mention Hashem's name in their conversations. Either they swear by Hashem's name, or in other words, they're trying to inject Hashem into their words as if they were telling the truth. Loi be'emes v'loi b'tzedaka. But they say it without any honesty and without any justification, without any justice. The word tzedaka means justice, and the word tzedaka, loi b'tzedek, and the word tzedaka also means charity. Rabbeinu Zal brought a remez from this pasuk, loi be'emes v'loi b'tzedaka, that when there's no honesty, there's no charity. These two items go together. Another pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, the pasuk says, utzdaka me'rochoik ta'amoid. Tzedaka will be distant from them. The people will be far from being charitable. Ki koshlo borochoiv emes. Because honesty has become messed up in the streets. Because there's a lack of honesty, people will be far from charity. Because in order for a person to give tzedaka, some of it is based on a person's own midas or emes. There are people who find it easy to say, why should I give? I myself need. I myself have problems. And part of a person's difficulty with giving tzedaka is a question of a lack of being honest with themselves, really honest, in being able to be makir toiv, being able to recognize how fortunate we really are, how much each person, if they look honestly at their own situation, they could find enough good that they could write books that would fill thousands of pages to describe how many chasodim, how many items of kindness Hashem has really done for them. So that here Rabbeinu Zal points out there definitely is a connection between these two, that the more a person will be zeicha to grow in emes, in honesty, the more that person will automatically be zeicha to grow in tzedakah, in charity. The next item, Rabbeinu Zal puts two items together that are very interesting. We'll explain in a minute why. Item Chof Dalet 24, Rabbeinu Zal says, Al yidei emes nishmar ois bris. Through honesty, a person's bond with Hashem, the bris kodesh, is protected. This implies all items relating to purity, purity between men and women, the purity of the relationship between a husband and wife, and all items related to that topic. First, we'll take the psukim that Rabbeinu Zal brings, and then we'll discuss something else interesting related to this. One of the psukim that's brought to support this is a pasuk in Yeshaya HaNavi, where the pasuk says, Vo'echriso lochem bris oilam. Hashem says, I will make with you an eternal band, a bris oilam, chazdei David haneemonim, based upon the trustworthy kindness of David HaMelech. The word ne'emonim here means trustworthy, which is the bechin of emes, honesty. That based on the honesty, I will be koires bris with you, Hashem says. I will give you this concept of bris. There's another pasuk which appears in Yeshaya HaNavi also, and this is mentioned in the Haftorah that's read on fast days at Mincha. The pasuk says, Koi Omar Hashem Lasorisim Asher Yishmeres Shabsoisai. Hashem speaks to those that keep his Shabbos, those that keep the Shabbos properly, Umachzikim Bibrisi, and they are attached to my bris. The Meforshim here explain that Shabbos is synonymous with honesty, because the Gemara makes a statement in one place that even an Am Ha'oretz, even a person that usually is dishonest, during the weekdays, when it comes to Shabbos, there exists a certain type of holiness in the air where even an Am Ha'aretz does not tell a lie on Shabbos. So we see that Shabbos is the symbol of truth. Note the Pasuk says, Asher Yishmeru es Shabbosai, they will keep the Shabbos, which means they'll be honest, Umachzikim bebrisi, and they'll be attached to my holy bond, to the bris. Another Pasuk in Yeshaya Novi, the Pasuk says, Vinosati pe'ulosom be'emes, Hashem says that I will give the Jews their due reward for all the good things that they've done during their lifetime, be'emes, with honesty, ubris oilam echrois lohem, and an eternal bond I will make with them. Note again in this Pasuk, be'emes, ubris oilam. These two items are put together. Note one of the important, just as a side item, because this is going to come up quite often in this Sefer. We have in the Gemara, in the Torah Shebaal Peh, one of the popular forms of how Hashem taught the rabbis to learn different halachas or different information from the Chumash is that whenever we have two items written next to each other in the Chumash, which appear to be unrelated on the surface, the fact that Hashem has placed these two items side by side as neighbors within the Chumash or within the Navi clearly implies that there is definitely something to be learned from one to the other. In the terminology of the Gemara, this is called a hekesh. Hekesh means when two items are written right next to each other in order that we should be learning one item from the other. In many of the items that are mentioned in Sefer Hamidos, the remozim, the hints that Rabbeinu Zal derived, were based on items that are presented in Psukim in the Chumash or the Navi, where two items appear as neighboring. There's another pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Loi achalel brisi, I will not disgrace my bris kodesh, my purity, in this particular item, umoitzo sefosai loi ashana, and what comes out of my mouth, I will not change, implying I will not be dishonest, I'll keep my word. I won't disgrace my bris, and I'll keep my word, showing that these two items go together. It's interesting to note that these different midos, honesty, tikkun abris, and other midos, that are chesed, gevura, correspond also to certain outstanding tzaddikim in Jewish history. For example, the pasuk says, Titein emes liyakov, chesed liavroham, that Yaakov Avinu is known as the symbol of truth, honesty. Avraham Avinu is known as the symbol of chesed, kindness. So that we have Yaakov, who is Emes, Yosef, who was his most outstanding son in many respects. Yosef is known as Bris. The Gemara says many times that the main test in life that Yosef HaTzadik succeeded in passing, through which he acquired this title of Tzadik, was his test in the area of Tikkun HaBris, when he was tested with the wife of Potiphar, and he was tempted, and the Gemara and the Sifrei Kabbalah explain how difficult a temptation this was, especially since he knew Beruach HaKodesh, that they were destined to bring children into the world. It was just a slight distortion that the children were not supposed to come directly from them, but it was rather her daughter, Osnas Bas Potiphera, whom Yosef HaTzadik was destined to marry, and from her he would bring children into the world. So that when she tried to seduce him, she told him that she saw Beruach HaKodesh, that she was shown visions of the fact that they were destined to come forth children from them. And that was just one aspect of the difficulty in his test. But in any case, the Torah tells us that he passed the test with flying colors, and as a result, he was declared as tzaddik. He is the symbol of tikkun abris, purity, in this item. We find that the Zohar HaKadosh says, Yaakov v'Yosef kechodo chashivi, that Yaakov and Yosef are considered like one. They're considered so close to each other that they're actually considered in many respects like one. For example, we find a pasuk in the Chumash, where the pasuk says, Eile toildois Yaakov, these were the children that came forth from Yaakov Avinu, children, plural, and the pasuk says, Yosef, that Yosef was the sum total, he was the composite of all the children of Yaakov Avinu. That's item number one. Item number two, the Gemara says that if you study the life of Yosef HaTzadik and the life of Yaakov Avinu, you see that there are very strong parallels between them in different incidents that happened in the life of Yaakov Avinu that were matched perfectly by the sequence in the life of Yosef HaTzadik. So we see that these two are considered quite often as one. Yaakov Avinu, who is the symbol of Emes, Yosef HaTzadik, who is the symbol of Bris. This would also support what Rabbein Azal is saying here, that through Emes, the Ois Bris of a person is protected. The next item, Chaf Hei 25, Rabbein Azal says, Al Yidei Emes Yizke L'Shem Olam. Through honesty, a person is zeuche to have a good name throughout the world. A person is zeuche to a pirsum toiv, where their name in the street and their name goes out to the world, they're zeuche to have this good reputation that's very well publicized. For this item, the Meforshim quote several psukim. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya Novi where the pasuk says, Kain yihye devorai asher yetze mipi, lo yoshuv elai reikam. The words that come out of my mouth will never return in vain. In other words, there'll never be a case where I won't fulfill something that I said I was going to do. That's part of being honest. And the pasuk continues, Vohoyo lahashem l'shem, l'shem lo'is oilam. And my name will be lahashem, it'll be attached to Hashem, and it'll be lo'is oilam, it'll be a symbol for the world. My name will be publicized as a symbol of purity throughout the world. Another pasuk, the pasuk that we quoted earlier, Koyomar Hashem lasorisim asher yishmeru es shabsoisai. Hashem speaks to those people who keep the Shabbos, which is synonymous with being honest, as we said earlier. And the pasuk says afterwards that one of the rewards for those people who keep the Shabbos, which means they're honest, one of their rewards will be Shem Olam Etein Loi. I will give him a name in the world. He'll become well known and publicized in the world in a positive way. Another pasuk that we quoted earlier, again the extension of that pasuk, the pasuk says, "Venosati peulosom be'emes." Hashem says, "I will give the Jews the reward that's due to them with honesty, be'emes, v'noida bagoyim zarom, and their children will become well known among the nations of the world." Again, they'll have a good name out in the world. How? Through this midah of emes, this v'nosati peulosom be'emes. One final pasuk that Rabbein Azal quotes from Divrei Hayomim, the pasuk says, the Novi says to Bnei Yisrael, Va'aseh ka'asher dibarto, make sure to carry through what you said you were going to do, V'yeh omein v'yigdal shimcho ad oilam, and you will become established, and your name will become publicized with glory ad oilam, forever and throughout the world. We see from here that through the midah of emes, specifically this va'aseh kasher dibarto, carrying through what a person says they're going to do, that's how a person is zeuche to have this pirsum toiv. Just a side note, while we're on this item, it's brought in many sforim that as far as raising children is concerned, one of the most dangerous, destructive mistakes that parents make in dealing with children is when they promise a child, either in punishment or in reward, when they tell the child that they're going to do something and they don't carry through on that item. And the place where the mistake is made is not necessarily at the end when it comes to doing it, but more so at the time that the person makes a statement. It's very often that a person says something impulsively, whether it be in anger, parent gets angry, I'm going to do this to you, or if you do this, I'm going to do this to you. And because the statement is being made in anger, when a person is angry, the Gemara says, Im chocham hu, a person who is koyes, a person who is angry, If the person was intelligent, their intellect leaves them. At the time of anger, a person is talking without sense. Without sense, it's easy for them to miscalculate and to say, I'm going to do something, which when their senses are working correctly, they would never have said something like that. And then when a child knows that a parent said something and ends up not carrying through, that weakens the position, the respect for that parent in the biggest way. Especially since we mentioned that this item of emes is considered to be step one in religion. In Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, wherever any sequence is discussed of midos and coming close to Hashem, item number one is emes. And the same thing is true when it comes to reward. People who are too quick to say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, without really thinking it through carefully to make sure that it's something that they're capable of doing, number one, and that they're sure they can do, this could get a person into tremendous trouble with their children. The next item, Chafav 26, Rabbeinu Zal says, Ish v'isho sherigilin loymar sheker, a husband and wife who are in the habit of saying things that aren't true, habonim shelohem yihyu misnagdim. Their children will be mitnaged. Mitnaged means against. They will battle against tzaddikim. They will battle against what's right. That's number one. And number two, gam yihyu poigmim bibris. Their children also will have great difficulty and failure in maintaining their family purity. This concept of tikkun habris. For this item, the Meforshim quote a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, Al mi tarchivu peh, against whom do you open your mouths wide in a disrespectful manner? And this Rashi HaKodesh says, this refers to those types of Jews who speak with disdain and insult against the tzaddikim, against the Hashem's prophets. The pasuk continues, Yildei fesha, children of sin, zera shoker, children who result from parents that are dishonest, that speak sheker, hanechomim boelim, who warm themselves in an impure way under the trees. The Gemara says this refers to a specific type of sin related to chilul habris. So that here Rabbeinu Zal brings this pasuk, which shows the connection between these three items. Yildei pesha zera sheker, children of sin who are born to sheker, to falseness. In other words, where their parents are false. And the result, how that affects the children, is in these two ways. Number one, this almi tarchivu peh, that they'll find it easy to open a mouth and speak with disdain against the anointed ones of Hashem, against the Nevi'im and the Tzaddikim, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. And number two, Hanechomim Bo'elim, those who warm themselves in an impure way. The next item that Rabbeinu Zal says, Chav Zayin 27, Hasheker Bo Al Yidei Shemekabel Al Atzmoy Pachad Mibnei Odom. If you want to know one of the things that causes a person to fall into this trap of speaking lies, one of the reasons is because a person allows themselves to be afraid of people. We know that a Jew has an obligation. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Es Hashem Alekecho Tira, that a Jew is required to fear and respect Hashem. How much of a person's fear is supposed to be pointed at Hashem? The answer is 100%. Human beings have in them this innate trait of fear. They're afraid. We know that you have this word phobia in English, and there's a whole slew of terms in the English language, claustrophobia, other types of phobias, where people are afraid of all different kinds of items. People are afraid of the dark. People are afraid of being in a constricted place. People are afraid of animals. People are afraid of heights. All different types of items that people are possibly afraid of. The Meforshim explain that usually Part of the reason why a person has these phobias is because some of their Yiras Hashem is being misdirected. A Jew is supposed to have to be afraid of Hashem. If the fear of Hashem is 100%, automatically there's no fear left to be allocated to these other wrong types of items. If a person is short any degree in their fear of Hashem, automatically that misplaced fear, that fear that's not being aimed at Hashem, automatically shows itself towards other items. So that this is certainly an item for a Jew to strive for. If a Jew feels that they're afraid of people, afraid of the dark, afraid of strangers, this is an item that a person has to strive to overcome. How? Through tefillah. A person asks Hashem to be zeche to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. To be zeche that my fear should be 100%, meaning 100% pure towards Hashem, not towards anything else. Here Rabbi Nizal says that when a person makes the mistake of being afraid of people, this results in a person getting involved in sheker, in lies and falseness. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, Ve'esmi do'agt vatiri, whom did you worry about? About whom were you concerned about? Vatiri, and you were afraid? Ki sechozevi, that you lied. In other words, here the pasuk shows clearly that your lying was a result of your daigo and yira, of someone, of your worrying, you're being worried and concerned in a fearful way about somebody. That's what resulted in this kisei chazevi, in this lying. The next item, chof ches, Rabbi Nizal says, al yedei hasheker shoykhin es hakodesh baruch hu. Through falseness, a person forgets Hashem, chas v'shalom. And here, this item is brought from a continuation of the pasuk we said earlier. Vesmi do'ak dvatir kisei chazevi. Who are you afraid of that you lied? And the pasuk continues, you lied va'oisi loy zochart. And Hashem says, me, you didn't remember. You forgot me. How did that come about, this forgetting of Hashem? Through lying. How did the lying come about? By being afraid of people. The next item, chavtes, Rabbi Nizal says, mi she'ein loy bitochin, a person who doesn't have trust in Hashem, a person who doesn't have a certain feeling of confidence that Hashem, who has taken care of me in the past, is taking care of me now and will continue to take care of me. That's one of the definitions of this word bitochin. It means a certain trust and self-confidence based on faith in Hashem. A person who doesn't have this bitochin, who doiver shkorim, this leads a person to lie. Va'al yedei shkorim, ein yochoy livtoyach be'emes. And through lying, a person finds it difficult or impossible to trust in the truth. For this, the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, botoyach al toihu, they have their bitochin, is directed to toihu, to silliness, to emptiness, not to that which you should really be trusting in, but to something else, v'daber shov, and they speak falsely, showing the kesher between these two items. Through a person lacking in the right kind of bitochin, this leads to lying, and through lying, a person ends up being botoyach batoy al toihu. Item lamed, item number 30. Rabbi Nizal says, Lefi horichuk me'emes, kein machzik es hasur meira l'shoite. This item is very interesting because this has a lot of bearing on an individual person and also on a group of people. Rabbi Nizal says, according to how far a person is from emes, from truth, be it regarding life, or certainly related to Hashem, related to being frum, kein machzik es hasur meira l'shoite. Such a person that's far from emes, when they see somebody that's a sur meira, that stays away, that avoids doing the wrong thing, somebody that's very righteous, very religious, very good, they will consider that person a shoita, a fool, an idiot. Now we know that there are many cases like this, where there are people who consider themselves to be normal people. This term normal, as defined by different groups of people, has a very radical, the difference in definition can be very drastic. Meaning, for example, there are people who, let's say, are working people, people who spend the majority of their time in parnosa or in gashmius-related activities, and not to say that they have nothing at all whatsoever to do with religion or with Torah, they learn an hour a week, an hour every 2 weeks. If they happen to come into shul sometimes and the rabbi is giving a shir, they'll listen to the shir. And these types of people typically refer to themselves as religious people, either religious or very religious. Some of them consider themselves rabbis because they once went to a yeshiva 30 years ago, they learned in a yeshiva. So there's certainly people who don't need to be told anything about religion, about Yiddishkeit. And when such people see somebody being more strict than them in religion, or in terms of being a surah meira, and we'll give certain examples that come up in life, certain items that I've heard of and seen in the past, and items that people are certainly familiar with. For example, you have the issue of playing cards, which in certain circles of people that consider themselves to be religious people, and yet they don't have a problem getting together once a week or once a month for a card game, to play cards for money, whether it's big money or small money, or whether it's a matter of going to a racetrack, things like that, which these people, based on their limited knowledge of religion, of Torah, or of how religious people conduct themselves, to them, this was never told to them. They don't recall learning in Masechta Baba Kama where it said anything about playing cards or so. In the 30 or 60 pages of Gemara that they've learned in their lives, or in the 10 or 15 pages of Shulchan Aruch that they've learned, they happen not to come across the place where the Torah speaks very strongly against this item. Therefore, these people, when they'll come across a person who would shun this item, who would say, no thank you, or I would never dream of playing cards, they'll consider such a person a fanatic. They'll use the term fanatic, which is another way, in their eyes, that term fanatic is somebody that they ridicule. That person is abnormal, because the standard that we set for ourselves in religion, that's called normal. If anybody's being more religious than I am, or if they think they're being more religious than I am, or they're doing something that they define as being more religious than I am, obviously they're crazy. They're either wrong or they're crazy, one of these items. This is one example. Another important example that I've come across often, again, in supposedly very religious circles. People that consider themselves very religious, they speak only Yiddish, they wouldn't speak English because English is a tamei language, or people who would never be caught dead walking in the street without a hat on, and yet these same people will consider it, some of them will consider it permissible to bathe in a beach or to go to a beach where there's mixed swimming, or where men and women are not dressed properly, etc. And again, if they know that there is a person that's religious that would say that they would not go to a beach, they'll define that person as crazy, abnormal. This is something that hundreds of people do or thousands of people do. Somebody that doesn't do this is obviously abnormal or ultra religious in a manner that they would poke fun at it. And here Rabbeinu Zal uses a very careful wording to say that according to how far a person is from emes, from the truth, such a person will define a sur meira as a fool, as a shoyte. Now the question is, what is emes? You say how far a person is from honesty, from truth. What is emes? Emes is one of the nicknames of the Torah. the Torah itself is called Emes. Toiras Emes Hoysa Befihu. With a bracha that we make on the Torah is Venosan Lonu Toiras Emes V'chayelam Notabsechenu. So that when we talk about truth, the ultimate truth in the world is Hashem's Torah. If Hashem says that something is right or wrong or good or bad, that's the Emes. That's the real truth. And that's the real definition of what's normal or abnormal, what's right or wrong. A person who knows the entire Torah thoroughly, clearly, and abides by the entire Torah, such a person, when they see somebody being a sur meira, when they'll see people involved in a conversation which is loshon hara, which is harmful to somebody else, and such a person will walk away, or they won't say anything, or they'll say this isn't really appropriate, such a person won't say you're nuts, or you're abnormal, or there's nothing wrong with that. Such a person will be very comfortable with that. Whereas those people that aren't comfortable with religious people, with people who are particular, to be sur meira, to avoid what's wrong, those people, Rabbi Nazal says, they have to question themselves to see how close they really are to emes. And this item also applies to people labeling a group of Jews as nuts. For example, in the case of people in past generations, and even some people in today's generation, who would put a label on Hasidim in general, and saying that they are shoytim, they're fools, and make fun of them, make the assumption that Hasidim do not study Torah, or certainly are far from intelligent in a religious manner. Here again, Rabbi Nazal uses this wording. Let each person check themselves carefully to see how close or distant they are from emes. Sometimes we take out a Shulchan Aruch and we start comparing notes, and we find that people that consider themselves to be very religious, and they assume that the circle of friends that they move around in are very religious people, and suddenly when we start getting serious and getting technical and really reviewing the Torah, we find that there are unfortunately many areas that these people either don't know about, or they do know about it, and yet they choose to look away from it, not take it as seriously. Whether it be items such as tefillah b'tzibur, or certain other items in Yiddishkeit, which certain people would not consider as serious as somebody else would. The Meforshim here bring the pasuk that this is based on, is a pasuk in Yeshaya HaNovi, where the pasuk says clearly, Vatehi ho'emes ne'ederes, that truth started to decrease, it started to go down, v'sor meira mishtoilel. And people that were sor meira, people that were very religious, who stayed away, avoided doing the wrong thing, mishtoilel, were considered nuts, were labeled abnormal. The next item Rabbi Nazar brings, item number 31, is also connected to this item. Rabbi Nazar says, Mi sheroitze losur meira, a person who wants to be religious, meaning a person who wants to avoid doing the wrong thing, they want to start living properly and not doing what they're not supposed to do, v'roye she'ein emes ba'olam, and the person looks around and sees that there's no truth in the world, that there's no honesty in the world, oise atzmoi kishoyte, that person should make himself like a fool. The Meforshim here point out that this item that Rabbi Nazal is saying is based on the same pasuk. It's a slight variation of that same pasuk. The pasuk again was Vatehi ho'emes ne'ederes, that because of the fact, or when a person sees that the emes is not respected, that it's not held in high regard by people of the world, but that emes is mocked, considered insignificant, the sor meira, a person who wants to be sor meira, has to be prepared to be mishtolel, has to be prepared to be considered a shoyte, to be considered a fool. In this item, our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha used to quote very often the Gemara. The Gemara says in one place that Rabbi Yochanan was once discussing religion, and Rabbi Yochanan said that I'd rather go around my entire life and be considered a fool by the world, have people label me as a fool, then chas v'shalom have to come before the Beis Din Shel Malah, the heavenly court, and there have them pin one tiny avera on me, chas v'shalom, implying that if being religious sometimes means being laughed at, being made fun of, being considered a shoiter, if a person is really serious about religion and a person wants to be a sor meira, a person has to be prepared to accept that. A person has to be prepared at times to be called fool, to be called a shoiter for their religion. Now, a person would say that religion is such a special item and it's so holy. How is it conceivable that somebody could look at that and say foolishness? And this the Torah says very clearly. The Torah informs us that there is such a metzias, that there is such a reality. Interesting again to note that in the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, where the Shulchan Aruch uses the wording Yizgaber Ko'ari Lamoid Baboiker, that when a Jew gets up in the morning, they should get up strong, powerful, like a lion. One of the items that the Meforshim say right there on that opening sentence of the Shulchan Aruch is that for a person to be religious, at times they have to be prepared to have the strength of a lion, to stand up against those that are going to make fun of you because of your religion. This is written in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you, you should know that if you're going to lead a religious life, we're informing you that you're going to encounter people, whether it's strangers, whether it's relatives, whether it's parents, whether it's brothers and sisters, whether it's children, who are going to make fun of what you're doing. They're going to put a label of shtus on what you're calling religion. Be prepared for such a reality. And then the Torah teaches us how to deal with that. The Shulchan Aruch warns, make sure that you don't take their example. That just like they're making fun of you, you'll make fun of them back, or you'll insult them back. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who will do that, they'll start off making fun of Rishoim. They're going to get into the habit and they're going to find it's going to become easier for them to make fun of what they shouldn't be making fun of. So therefore, even if somebody makes fun of your religion or what you consider to be religion, be careful not to answer them back in an ugly way, in a disgusting way. If what they're saying deserves an answer, then the answer should be given in a respectable way. And if an answer will not be of any help, then don't say anything. Person has to have the strength, the real gvura, which is to know when to be quiet. The Gemara says, Ezehu gibor hakoivesh. A gibor in Yiddishkeit is not defined as one who can scream loud or one who can punch. The gibor is the one who can hold back a punch. The gibor is one who can hold back from screaming. Where another person would find they can't hold it in, the gibor, the true religious person, is the one who knows when and how to hold it in. But this sentence, if a person keeps this in mind, this is a pirush on a lot of things that go on in this world. The next item, Lamed Beis 32, Rabbi Nezal says, Mi she'enoy oimer sheker, a person who does not tell any lies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshia loy be'ez tzorosoy. When that person has a tzora, has a crisis, Hashem will definitely bail that person out. Hashem will definitely save that person. Gam bonim yihyu loy. And that person will also definitely be zeche to bonim, to children. This item is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, bonim lo yishakeru, vayhi lohem lemoshia, bechol tzarosam lo tzor. If you take the literal translation of the pasuk, the way it's meant to be presented literally, it's not the interpretation that Rabbi Nezal is saying. Rabbi Nezal is putting the commas where he chooses to in order to be able to understand this meaning in the pasuk. Rabbi Nezal interprets the pasuk as follows. Bonim, if a person wants to have children, lo yishakeru, be careful to avoid telling any lies. And as a result of that, lo yishakeru also, the pasuk continues, Vayihi lohem lemoshia, Hashem will be a salvation to those people, And the next pasuk begins with the words, "Bechol tzarosam." In all their problems, in all their tzaros, Hashem will bring a Yeshua. Now here again, a person never knows when this opportunity presents themselves. A person would say, does this mean that if a person has children, it's proof that they never lied? Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nizal here is giving advice, etzos, not his own advice, but he's showing us what advice is found in the Torah, that there are certain mitzvahs or certain particular items in Yiddishkeit, which if a person will be strong about this item, the Torah testifies that this is mesugal for this, that this item, A, helps for B. Here, the Torah, sometimes a person could be put into a situation where Hashem wants to give a certain person wealth, a large amount of money, and Rabbi Nizal says the Satan knows that this person is about to receive a huge sum of money, and the Satan knows that in the Torah, money and kas are identical. Money is called chayma in the Torah, a wall, and kas, anger, is called chayma. And Rabbi Nizal explains that these two words are just about identical. And the Satan knows that if, when this person is about to receive a huge sum of money, he can force that person into a situation where they'll lose their temper, he knows automatically the person exchanged the money that they were supposed to get for this release that they got from losing their temper, this uncontrolled anger. Same thing here, Rabbi Nizal is giving us advice, showing us certain items that the Torah puts together, that this item, a person who will be very medactic with emes, this item is mesugal as a guarantee that when a person has a tzara, Hashem will be there to bail them out. The next item, Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Nizal says, Al Yedei Dibur Shov, Bo Makos Bonim. Through a person speaking falsely, this leads, Chas V'Shalom, to harm being caused to their children, chas v'shalom. For this, the Meforshim quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the Pasuk says, Lashov hikisi es b'neichem. Because of shov, because of falsehood, Hashem says, I struck out at your children, chas v'shalom. That these items go together. Here again, if a parent needs an excuse to be careful, specifically careful about this item, a parent that loves children knows that it's worth putting in whatever extra effort in trying or in being mispalel to Hashem, that Hashem should protect my mouth, that whenever the opportunity comes up to tell a lie, that I shouldn't tell a lie for the safety of my own children. The next item, Lamed Dalet, Rabbi Nizal says, Mi shemekusher lashov bo l'shikha. A person who's attached to sheker, to falseness, that leads to forgetfulness, to a person forgetting what they wouldn't want to forget. The Meforshim quote the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Novi, Ki shechechuni ami, Hashem says, my nation has forgotten me, lashov yikateru, because they were mikutar. The word mikutar in Hebrew sometimes means mikusher, because they were attached to shov. Because they were mekusher to falseness, as a result of that, Hashem says, they forgot me. Here it's interesting to note that there are other emozim that a person finds in Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim. Let's take these two items specifically, emes and shikha. Shikha means forgetfulness. Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter in Likutei Moran that when a person forgets something, it means, let's say a person studies a certain item, they study a phone number, somebody's phone number, and they have that phone number memorized, it means that that phone number is written in their mind, in their brain, it's written to a certain place, and when the person has to recall that phone number, a person does a search inside their mind, they look for that phone number, they see it, and then they're able to recall it. What if in the person's mind, in the person's brain, the lights are out? Just like when a person is looking for something in a room and there's no light in the room, even though the object is there, the fact that there's no light in the room means you won't be able to see it, you won't be able to locate it. Here also, Rabbi Nizal says, when it comes to a person's brain, when we talk about a person forgetting, the power lishkoyach is because of choshech. The Hebrew word choshech, which means darkness, and shikha is the same letters as the word hachoshech. These two go together, darkness and forgetting. Whereas emes, there are psukim in the Torah, the pasuk says, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. Hashem is your light and your truth. Emes and oir go together. These two are one. So that here again, the Torah connects these two items, sheker with shikha. A person who is attached to sheker, automatically you'll find that they have this problem of forgetfulness. The next item, lamed hei, Rabbi Nizal says, al yedei sheker bo leniyuf, that through lying, a person comes to znus, chas v'shalom, to committing sinful acts of adultery, umachzik yedei mereim shelo yachzeru b'tshuva. And such a person also will find that they're giving support to Rishoim that they should not do tshuva. They will find that they give encouragement to Rishoim not to do tshuva. This item is presented from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Novi, where the pasuk says, no'oif v'holoich b'sheker. No'oif, a person who commits sins of adultery, v'holoich b'sheker, and goes in a path of lies, v'chizku yedei mereim levilti shavu, and lends support to mereim, to those that are bad, levilti shavu, not to return to Hashem, not to do tshuva. Here again, we know that one of the greatest accomplishments that a Jew could possibly achieve in this world is to take somebody that's far from Hashem, or far from religion, or far from the tzaddik emes, and bring them close. Our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha mentioned that he heard from his Rebbe that bechlal mitzvos are considered to be kodesh. The mitzvah of tefillin is holy, the mitzvah of tzitzis is holy, Shabbos is holy. There's one mitzvah that's referred to as kodesh kodoshim, the holy of holies. That mitzvah is to take rishoim, to take people that are far from religion or against religion, and to turn them around, to bring them close to religion. This is considered one of the greatest accomplishments that a yid could possibly accomplish. Here, Rabbi Nizal says that this is totally in emes. A person has to be honest in order to be able to do this. If a person is dishonest, dishonesty is mesugal for the opposite. The person will find that when they see people doing something wrong, instead of being able to correct them, they find that just the opposite. The people that are doing the wrong thing receive support from them. How? Either they'll say, I see that religious person is doing this, so I'm allowed to do it also. There's a lot of different ways that this works, where people find that they're used as an excuse for somebody else not to become religious, chas v'shalom. And here Rabbi Nizal says that this is totally an emes. And so too the concept of tikkun abris, a person being able to have the strength that they need to pass the tests in this world related to purity in terms of men and women. Here also the Torah warns that this is totally an emes, that these two items go together. According to a person's midah of emes, that determines their purity in the area of tikkun abris. The next item, lamed vov, Rabbi Nizal says, al yedei shkorim ein loy refua afilu baharbe refuos, that through lying, a person will find that even if they take a lot of medicines, a lot of different kinds of medicine, still it won't help cure whatever ailment they have, whatever sickness the person has. We know that bechlal, there are cases when people are sick and they try a certain type of medication and that doesn't work. Then they try a second medication and it does work. We know even doctors admit that there are some times that it's a matter of trial and error to see with this particular person what works. They know that there are three or four medicines that could solve a certain problem. They'll try them depending on what harmful side effects come out. Or seeing zero results from one, they'll tell a person to try the second or the third and so on and so forth. Here the Torah says that this item, sheker, will guarantee a person that even if they'll try assorted medications, it still won't work. None of them will be able to solve the person's need for a cure. And here this item is based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, where the pasuk says, Lashov, hirbesi rifois, Ta'ola ein loch. Lashov, because of sheker, hirbeisi refuos, I tried many different types of cures, and still, ta'ola ein loch, a refuah you won't have. It, with all the different kinds of medications, it will not bring about a refuah. The next item, Lamed Zayin, Rabbein Azal says, Mi shedoiver k'zovim, noifel bacherev, a person who tells lies, chas v'shalom, falls by the sword, gam na'ase shoyte, and such a person also becomes foolish. This item is based on a famous pasuk that the Gemara quotes, and the Gemara uses this pasuk for a few different limudim. The Gemara learns out a few different things from this pasuk. The pasuk is in Yirmiyahu Novi, and the pasuk says, Cherev al habadim v'noyalu. A sword hangs over the head of badim. The word bad in Hebrew has a few different meanings. Bad means a loner, a person who stands alone, a person who studies Torah alone, without a chavrusa, without somebody else, or without a group. The Torah says that that person has a sword over their head, because when a Jew has the opportunity to learn with a chavrusa, or to learn with a group, that's certainly preferred, better than learning by oneself. But here, where Rabbeinu Zal uses a different meaning of the word badim. The word lebadot also means to make up something, to make up a lie. Bedai means lies, things that people make up that aren't true. So here Rabbeinu Zal says that badim means also liars. Cherev al abadim, a sword hangs over their head, their punishment is with a cherev. V'noyalu, the pasuk says, and they are foolish, that lying leads to foolishness. A person will find that they're not given the power to see things the right way, or to say intelligent things. The person finds instead that they end up saying foolish things and doing foolish things. The next item, Lamed Ches, Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Yidei Yiro Bo Li Emes. Through fear, this obviously means fear of Hashem, a person comes to Emes, a person comes to truth. This item, we're not going to be able to explain now fully. We'll start explaining it, and we'll discuss it more in detail in the next Shir Mitzvashem. We know that a lot of the midos of a person correspond to the midos of Hashem. The Torah describes to us what Hashem's midos are, what Hashem's characteristics are, and the Torah describes them in a particular order, that kaviyochol by Hashem, chesed is connected to gevura, which is connected to Tiferes, and so on and so forth. When we study these midos of Hashem, which we'll take up in the next shir, we're going to see how the next three items that Rabbeinu Zal brings here in Sefer HaMidos, the connections Rabbeinu Zal makes, are based on seeing how these items are connected, kaviyochol, by Hashem Himself. Halavai, we should be zeicha, by following the advice mentioned here related to Emes, to receive all the reward that the Torah promises for this, and to be saved and protected from all the punishment and suffering, chas v'shalom, that comes from Sheker. And in the Zchus of Emes, we should be zeicha to get to see the binyan of the third Beis HaMikdash, which represents Emes. The third one of the Ovois is Yaakov, which is Emes, with the coming of Moshiach, the binyan Beis HaMikdash, Merav Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.